Hey everybody, before we get started, I just wanted to read a quote from Buffy the Vampire Slayer real quick. This was one of the favorite shows of a friend of mine who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and so this not only reminds me of him, but also fits in with this episode. Even if you see them coming, you're not ready for the big moments. No one asks for their life to change, not really, but it does. So what are we, helpless? Puppets? Nah. The big moments are gonna come. You can't help that. It's what you do afterwards that counts. That's when you find out who you are. Like I said, you'll understand the context of this week's episode a little later on. So, I hope you all enjoy it. It's a really great episode, and here we go.
Is it? And they're both like, what the heck is going on? Like, how did you do that? And like, more importantly, like, why did you do that? Because like, they didn't understand, like, it was a vampire. So like, they're confused but like intrigued by like how strong she is. And
so she's
like,
already a slayer.
Yeah. It's
Okay.
right after she like she's been living in Sunnydale for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so like Giles, she's been there for a couple of weeks, is what Giles had said. But it's like right, like it's pretty much like where the pilot left off, like they started initially, but like she's been there a little longer.
Basically, what would be episode like one and a half? Like, she knows Willow and Xander, she's met Giles, she's been tapped.
So it, like, it, yeah, there's less of that like trying to connect it to the movie.
Right, which is good. I like the movie, but it doesn't hold up to what they ended up doing in the show.
Oh gosh. And yeah, no, I do. I love the movie. Like, it's so funny and cheesy, like, and just like, it's so dated. Even to this day, I watch the Buffy show. I was watching it the other night. Like, it's one of my favorite shows.
Nice. I've actually been meaning to rewatch it for a while. Like, I've seen it maybe one or two times along with Angel, and I just kind of liked Angel more. So, like, as a show.
Yeah, I'm just watching Angel for the first time now. I couldn't get past the first season. Now I'm on like season three. So like, I like it. I think that it is a different feel, like a completely different feel than Buffy. So it's like, I don't know. I like Buffy for the humor. And like, that's why I resonate with the characters, because she takes such a humorous approach at things. But like, Angel, like, it gets funny at times, but it's so broody.
That's kind of how it just continues throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh god, they're so emo. Like, it's definitely the 2000s angst. It is good. I like the stories, and like, it definitely has a strong like sense of like what it's doing. So I like it. But you know, Buffy forever.
Hey everybody, this is Dan Brown, and welcome to the new episode of Character Progression. Today we're talking to my friend Nick about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Hey Nick.
Hi.
Explain a little bit about how you first discovered the show and what you loved about it.
So my mom would watch it when I was a kid, and like, I initially saw it on this VHS set, and I was watching it with her, and I thought it was just this movie that she was watching. And then I found out that there were more actual episodes of it. And so that's something that we would consistently watch together. It's a special show to me because that's something that my mom and I would do consistently.
That's cool. Like, I have the same kind of thing with my mom with the X-Files. As a kid, we watched that like every single week.
Yeah. And like, we'd laugh together, and like, we'd like, Xander is pretty attractive. So like, even then I was like, wow, he's really nice looking. She's like, yes, he is. We bond over like just it being kind of our thing.
And so for anyone who's not aware and was real confused in the very beginning of this, who is Buffy?
Buffy is a teenager who comes from a long line of supernatural fighters of darkness. She's what they call a slayer. And she comes with increased strength, increased stamina, faster healing to better equip her to fight vampires. That's her main calling, but she fights all sorts of different supernatural creatures, be it witch, werewolf, zombie, all that fun stuff. So she comes with an extra set of abilities to make it easier for her to do those things.
Okay. And since we mentioned a few of them before, like some of the supporting cast, who are some of those other people, just real quick?
Yeah, no, Xander Harris is pretty much her normal, the comic relief of the show. He pretty much, that's mainly what he brings, is comic relief. And then there's Willow Rosenberg, who is an amazing character. She's a witch, and she definitely is one of the most powerful characters of the series, and she's amazing. And then you have Buffy's watcher, Giles, who serves as her counsel. He trains her and pretty much keeps her in line what she's supposed to do.
Okay. And you got into it a little bit earlier, but just to flesh it out a little bit more, why do you like Buffy?
I like Buffy because the show deals with a lot of dark themes, a lot of dark subject matter, and she maintains a sense of humor throughout the entirety of the series. Like, the character dies at one point, and she's still able to deal with the coming back with a sense of humor. And I think that, like, the world itself is a pretty dark place at times, and, like, I find that humor is the best way to deal with things. Like, if you're gonna do anything, laugh at something.
Right.
Like, in a positive way. Not in, like, a mean way, but if you're gonna take anything from this world, take the humor. Because, like, that feels good.
Nice. I like that. How has Buffy inspired you? Like, in your own life, what have you gotten from her along with laughing at things?
Pretty much taking things as they are. Like, some things will look huge and scary, and then when you actually go to face it, it's like, oh, I've totally got this. Like, she's so sure of herself, even when she might lose. And I think that, like, just giving yourself the benefit of the doubt at the end of the day is kind of, it's what helps you just keep going. Like, knowing that, like, just whatever comes, whatever big bad that comes, is that, like, you've got this. And she gives you that self-assurance that, like, if she can do it, she can face the apocalypse, like, 6 times. Like, what is, like, a job interview or, like, a test? Like, you got it.
I mean, that makes sense with her, especially in the earlier seasons, dealing with high school drama and Cordelia, who is just the absolute worst bully in those early seasons.
Said Regina George definitely doesn't have anything on Cordelia.
Oh, no. No, except getting hit by buses. She's way better at that than Cordelia is.
Definitely true.
Is there anything specific that she did in the show or the movie or the comic spinoff, since there's been a ton of Buffy stuff over the years, even the games, that really resonated with you?
Honestly, everything that Buffy's about is about defying expectations. Like, the Watchers specifically, they want Buffy to be the instrument, what they use to take on the forces of darkness. They have strict set of rules, like, you can't have friends, can't have a social life, can't do anything that you want. And she kind of just, like, no, screw this. Like, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities, but I'm going to do it my way. And, like, that's amazing. Like, she's just like, yes, I have a destiny. I totally accept that. But it doesn't mean I can't do it on my terms. And she does this the best possible way at the end of the series, when she shares her power with any girl who could possibly be a Slayer, and then makes them all Slayers. And just saying this big F you to the entire lineage, and just say, like, I did this. Like, I made this happen.
So is she still special among them, or they're all just kind of on an even playing field at that point?
She is, in the sense that she's the original in this particular lineup, but a lot of stuff happens throughout the series, the comic series, where she becomes more powerful even still. And then they have to do some crazy mojo stuff, and she becomes the one and only Slayer again. Like, she still has other Slayers that have been activated, but no one else will activate. And so it's this crazy thing where they kind of reined it in at the end of the comic series. I haven't read the latest ones, though they might be doing something different with that. But, like, she was the one again, just the only one to be active.
Okay. For anyone who's not aware, basically, once the show ended, they continued the story still with Joss Whedon, the creator of it, in control, just doing future seasons of the show in comic book form.
Like, 5 seasons of it.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize there were that many.
Season 12's the last one, and I don't think it's out yet.
I can't imagine how much farther they're going to go with it for that.
Probably not, considering like the new reboot. I think that they want to re-give all of the people who have loved her, give it a modern take, but all the people who don't know her, to be able to reintroduce her into all of our lives.
And that also makes sense with the rumors of the new TV series or movie starting up soon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that they kind of get that hype going for Buffy again. I personally don't need it. I'll watch anything that like says Buffy on it. But it's a good way to get everybody hyped for something that's been around for, what, 21-ish years?
Something like that, yeah. I remember discovering the show in, like, 97, 98. So, yeah, that lines up.
So, like, it's been around for a while, and for it to still be as relevant, that's something to be desired.
All right, so kind of getting back to the message of Buffy and what you got out of it. Would you say that laughing things off is kind of the best lesson to get from the character? Or would you say it's something more in line with seeking your own path?
I think that, yeah, the latter. Like, seeking your own path and living this life that you're given your way. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. So, right. Like, who better to choose what you do with it than you? And you'll have people your whole life telling you who you should be, what you should do, who you should hang out with, who you should love. And I think that the end of the day, you make these decisions for yourself, and you will live your truest life if you do things on your terms. And Buffy definitely helped me get a better sense of that.
Okay, so off the path then, I know you got the most from Buffy from the show, but was she your favorite character?
No, I love Willow, and as a gay man, I think that like having Willow get some LGBT representation was something I'd never seen before at that point. And so to see someone, and I'm also closer to the witchy side of things, and so to see someone who's gay and a witch, it was like, oh my gosh, this person's so cool. And it was really cool because I'd never seen anything like that before. Okay. And so like a character who's so relatable, like on a personal level.
All right, nice. Yeah, Willow was also my favorite from the show. Admittedly, it was more just because I thought Allison Hannigan was really hot.
But she's so beautiful. Like, yes. She really is.
Yeah, like I remember seeing her later on in the American Pie movies as this more, I don't want to say realistic, but at the same time, yeah, realistic character was just awesome.
You know, she's a pretty great actress. I like Allison Hannigan as a whole.
Is she going to be in the new Buffy reboot? I heard that she's going to be, like, at least in a cameo or something like that.
In the movie?
So? Yeah.
The show. I mean, I would hope so. What I've heard, it's supposed to be, like, a later Slayer. Like, the Slayer, like, a Slayer in the future. Which is a story that they've done. And Willow has been in that story. Okay. So, like, it's possible because of the nature of who she is and like her abilities, it is entirely possible for Willow to be in there. So that would be amazing.
So, all right. You're somehow given the ability to speak to Buffy directly. Let's say she walks into that room that you're in right now and just basically says, what's up? What do you say to her?
Oh my gosh. Like, I think that'd be the only time I'd be quiet in my life. Like, I would be so starstruck. I don't even know. Like, thank you. Like, I think that's the first thing that comes to mind is thank you for just doing everything that you do, because it's a thankless job. And like, I think that I would want her to know that it is appreciated. But this behind the scenes thing, and thank her for just inspiring generations, literally generations of people to be themselves and to defy expectations.
So basically, once you finish being starstruck, that's what you'd say.
Yeah, I want her to know that Buffy is appreciated, like, because she's so underappreciated in this series.
Right. I mean, even later on, once she got into the comics, her supporting cast grew to such this outrageous level, but she still had, you know, people like Faith, who still kind of gave her a hard time, despite how much more she was fleshed out towards the end.
Ugh, I love Faith. That's how I know I'd be starstruck, because I met Elijah Dushku at MegaCon, and, like, I was so flustered. Like, I had never experienced anything like that before.
For anyone who doesn't know, Faith was the other Slayer that was tapped during the time that Buffy was dead. Then Buffy comes back, retakes the mantle of the Slayer, and Faith was not happy about it.
Faith is what Buffy could have been if she went down the wrong path. And, like, she's such a fun character.
Okay, so kind of last question in this. Using the lessons that you got from Buffy, and because of the representation, we'll say from Willow also, if you met someone who is going through a hard time right now, what advice would you give them?
At the end of the day, it's going to be temporary. Whatever you're going up against, it is this small fraction of the greater scheme of things. And if you can hold on for just a second longer, believe that you have the ability to get past it and just surround yourself with people and or things. Like, because I know that sometimes people aren't the greatest. Surround yourself. It's just like I said, things or people that make you happy, and be honest about who you are and what you want.
Hang out with friends or family, or even something as simple as just like watching an episode of Buffy.
Exactly. Like, do something that brings happiness, whatever that may be, whatever form that might take. Do something that makes you happy. If you consistently do it, the happiness will stay, and it'll give you the strength to be able to take on some of the challenges that you're going to go up against.
That's awesome. I really like that advice.
Thank you.
All right, we're about out of time now. Thanks again for doing this, Nick.
No, no problem. That was really fun. Never done anything like that.
Well, awesome. Glad I could help you be your first, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Have a good night.
You as well. Bye.
Bye, everybody.